Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir in Maseches Megillah on Pesach Mirtzei Hashem to finish by Purim. We're holding my Chesam and Aleph at the very top. We're starting out a series of Mishnayos that all start with the formula Ein Bein. There is no difference between X and Y except for a certain thing. And the Gemaras will spell out the ways that they are actually similar, the other ways they might be different. So this Amin today, a Maseh that doesn't have, as the last couple of Mishnayos didn't, doesn't have any particular relevance to Megillah or to Purim. Is obviously it's Torah, of course, as number of halachas, and we'll get scarfalina with Torah. So let's jump to it. The Mishnah says at the top of Chesam Aleph, Ein bein hamudar hanami chaver lo mudar imenu machol. There is no difference between one who takes a nether hanah from his friend. He's not going to get hanah from his friend. To one who takes a nether to not get any food-related benefit from his friend. So the first one's general hanah, all hanah. The second one, only food. Ella, the only difference is drisa saregel the kalim shein osin behem ochel nefesh. Drisa saregel means traveling through his area. Say Reuven swears he won't get hanah from Shimon, so he can't even walk through his yard. It's chutzer. But if Reuven had only swore to not get food related hanah from Shimon, he could obviously walk through his chutzer. And kalim vessels, appliances that don't have to do with food. Meaning vessels that do have to do with food, obviously then can't get hanah. In either case, general hanah adds food related hanah. But vessels that do not have to do with making food, there's nothing wrong with the one who took the nether against food-related hanah to borrow those vessels. Rashi does speak out that if we're talking about a place where they're generally one pays to borrow those, they're rented, they're not get lent freely, that would be called a hanah that brings to food, because with the money that is being saved, he could buy food. But anything money-related is food-related. The Seder. Says the Gemara, ha, is the diuk. What does the Mishnah mean? What is similar? What's the diuk? Eating kalim she'osu behen ochel nefesh zev zev sham. As far as kalim, we spoke about in the Mishnah, as far as kalim where one does make food with them, they're equivalent to their halachas. Either way is awesome. Drisas haregel, in the case of the neder hanah, he can't walk through his property. Ha, look up the inshi. The Gemara asks the question, people are not makbid about that. If people aren't makbid, then why shouldn't he allow it? It's something that it clearly wasn't in a person's mind that he meant to offer such a hanah that he didn't care about. Amar Rava, Hamani, Rabbi Eliezer. This is the Chitas of the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer. To Amar Viter, Aser, B'mudar Hanah. He holds Viter is something a person not makbid on, is Aser any of B'mudar Hanah, even though you would think that a person doesn't have that in mind. But no, it's not true. Everything, every type of Hanah, even that type of Hanah, is Aser and B'mudar Hanah. The Seder. Says, next Mishnah, Ein bein nedarim l'nedavos, elish nedarim chayi v'achir yuson, or nedavos ein chayi v'achir yuson. There's no difference between what's called a nether and what's called a nedava, except that a nether one is chayiv in the achrayis, chayiv to replace it should it get lost, let's say. And by nedava, you're not. The Gemara is going to spell out, but we'll say right. The Gemara spells out the difference exactly, but we'll wait for the Gemara to speak it out. Says the Gemara, holy inyan balta acher zev zeh shavin. The way they are common is that either way, if one were to delay it to a certain amount, how much to delay if one is over balta acher, the avera of delaying bringing one's korbanis, and fulfilling one's nedarim. So as far as that, they are equal. And Rashi points out over here that in the pasuk of Baal Ta'acher, it says only neder. It doesn't say nedava. So there's a drasha in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that's marbe it. You would get misled by only reading the pasuk and think it's only by a neder. It is indeed also by a nedava. Says the Gemara, a Mishnah that's going to spell out, like I mentioned, the difference between everything. It's not awesome. A Mishnah says, and this Mishnah appears in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Ezo nether. What is considered a nether? Ha'omer hare olai ola. It is upon me to bring an ola. Yeah, I want to bring a korban, a voluntary korban, but I say it in a manner in this way. It is on me. Upon me means obviously that if there'll be some reason, and I'm not choosing an animal, just I have to bring it. Yeah. Ezo nedava. What is a nedava? Ha'omer hare zu ola. This pointing to an animal. That is the ola I would bring. So if something happens to that animal, I'm not going to have to do anything. And I only made that animal an ola. The Gemara speaks it out. Amav min nedarim l'nedavos, what is the difference? Nedarim mesu o nignivu o avdu, by a nether, where he said, hari alai, if it died or was stolen or lost, chai v'achayusim. He's obligated to replace them. Nedavos, but a nedava, we wouldn't translate it differently, another type of voluntary offering. Mesu o nignivu o avdu, because he said, this animal will be the ola. If it died or was stolen or lost, in a chai v'achayusim, I don't have to replace that. Right, it wasn't on the person, it was on the item. It's a classic chepza gavra difference, they would say. Minani mili, from where do we know this? The Tanur abundant, vinirtza lo lechaper alav. It will be desirous to him to atone on him. Yeah. So what does that mean? That means, well, Gemara doesn't know right now. Rabbi Shimon Omer es she'alav chayv v'achar yusa. What is on him, like the nether, it's on me. Then he's chayv v'achrayis. Then she'eno alav eno chayv v'achar yusa. When it's not on him, he's not chayv v'achrayis. So the Gemara right now is going to have a question. Where do you say anything about achrayis in there? It doesn't say anything. So my mashmo, where do you get the mashmos from? Where does it come from? Amar Rav Yitzchak ben Barav Dini, came into Amar Alai. Once you say, it's in the meaning of the word Alai itself, once you say Alai on me, commanded Tana Kasfei Dami. That is like putting it on your shoulders. That's the achrayis. It's implied in the alav of the pasuk, on him, Alai, on me, means I have it on me. So there is where you're going to get, there is where you're going to get achrayis. From this pasuk, that's a love. When it's a love, you're chayiv and achrayis, and not na. Says the Mishnah, ein bein zav harosh deir ius l'rosh shalosh ela korban. Okay, a little bit of background. There is a reality, or at least there was a reality, that a man could experience called becoming a zav, which is a certain type of discharge that exits from him. That's not one of the regular discharges that any man would have. And it comes about because of potentially certain actions that he might have done, or eating or drinking, several things might cause him to be a zav. But anyways, if this discharge is recognized that that's what it is, a certain amount of tumah comes about. And now there are ways that there are different categories that happen. If a person sees the zav emission once, he may have certain categories of tumah to him. He may have to go to the mikvah, etc. If he sees it twice, he's already called a zav. He saw it twice in one day or in two consecutive days. So there's going to be a din of a certain amount of tumah on him, we'll see. And that's equivalent to seeing it three times. If you see it three times, you need to bring a korban. Amongst the tumah, the zav, the tumah that a zav carries is actually some of the most chamor, anything that he will see, anything he sits on or lies on becomes tameh. But again, that only happens if he sees it at least twice. Seeing it one time is far less. He's like a balkari, if I'm not mistaken. He just has to go to the mikvah and wait for the sun to go down, and then he'd be tahor. Gemara is going to elaborate on the difference. The difference that our mission is pointing out is just that the one who saw it three times, again, either consecutively all in one day over 2 or 3 days, the most 3 days, when he sees it three times, he'll have to bring also a korban when he becomes tahor. Says the Gemara, Hali inim mishkav v'moshav v'sriya shiva zev zeh shav. The diuk is, as far as being metame when lying or sitting on something and counting 7 days of cleanliness, 7 days where no other emission is seen, they are equivalent. Mishkav Moshav means that if a zav lied down or sat, even on top of 10, let's say 10 folded up clothing, you know, 10 mattresses, clothing sheets, whatever it is, they're all to become avos hatuma, even if he didn't touch them. That's the type of chomer tuma that he carries. If he would touch them, they would only become rishon, and there's other things that if he touched, they become a rishon. Yeah, and the rishon wouldn't metame adam and kalim, just food and drink, but mishkav Moshav is more chomer, it becomes an avatuma, where it spreads the tumah even to other things to become a rishon, very chum. And Sriya Shiva is that he has to count, as we said, 7 clean days. From when he stops seeing the zav, he has to count 7 clean days, then go to the mikvah. Right? And any times if he sees an emission of zav in any of those days, he has to start all over again. So we say, that's the Gemara Menani Mili, where is the source of these halachas? The Tana Rabbanan, Rav Simai, Omer, Mano HaKas Rishtayim Mekaratame, Shalash Mekaratame. If you look at the psukim over here, it counted 2 times the idea of Zav and then called him Tameh, and then it counted a 3rd one and called him Tameh again, clearly indicating a difference between the two, a difference between the amount of process to become Tohar that exists between the one that saw it twice and the one that saw it 3 times. Okay, Tzad, how do you balance this out? Shtayim l'tumah v'shalosh l'korban. 2 means he becomes Tameh, a chomer dekatumah, like we're saying, and 3 is for a korban. I ve'emar shtayim l'tumah v'lo l'korban, shalosh l'korban v'lo l'tumah. Why don't I say that it's twice, and seeing it twice, he has is tumah, but no korban, no chiyuv korban. And 3, it switches chiyuv korban and not tumah. Gemara finds that incredulous. Amar tach shelo ro shelo shelo shtayim. What do you mean? Before you see 3, you've already saw it 2. How could it be that you saw it 2, you already had the tumah, and at 3 it suddenly goes away? It can't be. The third time seeing must be only adding something. It can't be taking away anything. So it adds the chiyuv korban. The amar shtayim the korban v'lo l'tumah shelo shaf l'tumah. Then why don't you have it add the tumah? When he saw it twice, he had a chiyuv korban, no tumah, and 3 times he got the tumah. Yeah, lo saga daita. Gemara says that can't be. The Tanya from a different brace, from different drasha, says that v'chiper alav a coin l'snei Hashem mizovo. The coin will atone for him in front of Hashem from his zav emission, mizovo. Mix a mem in the beginning of a noun is often darshan to mean mixas, some of mizovo, from his zovo, from those that are zav, and this happens, not all of them. Mixas zavim mevi'in korban, or mixas zavim ein mevi'in korban. Some zavs bring a korban, and some don't. This pasuk is in the context of a korban. Obviously, the chibar of a kohen bringing the korban. So some bring and some don't. Hakesad, how is that? Oh, shalosh mevi, shtayim eno mevi. If he sees three times, he brings a korban. Twice, he does not. Says the Braisa continues, oh, eno ela ra, shayim mevi ra, shalosh eno mevi. Maybe it's the other way around. That if he saw it twice, he brings a korban, and three times he does not. It can't be. Once he had the chiyuv already, when he saw it twice, it wouldn't be that the chiyuv falls off when he saw it three times. So we know that there's a chiluk within the korban, so it must be that only happens when he saw it three times. And says the Gemara, you need both these drushes. You need them. You need the first drusha of Rabbi Simai, about two and three times calling and then calling him Tameh, and you need this drusha about Mizovo. Why need them both? The imid Rabbi Simai avamina kikushin. Rabbi Simai alone, we got to akasha. You'd like our akasha. That how do you know korban is the thing that's added, not tuma? Kamashma mizovo is mizovo in the context of a korban. Was saying mixas. Only some of them needed to be only when he saw it three times. The imizovo, if you only had that second joshua, lo yadana kamari is. You don't know how many sightings happen before the whole parsha begins. Kamashma Rabbi Simai. Rabbi Simai tells us that it said three times in the pasuk. The idea of Azav and calls him Tameh. It says two and then Tameh, and says a third time and then Tameh. By the way, just so you have that pasuk, I didn't speak it out. That pasuk says, V'chiyitar Hazav Mizovo, V'sofer lo shivas yom ha'taroso. No, I'm sorry, different pasuk. I want to find where it calls him twice. Yeah, here Rashi brings it. V'ish kiyeh Zav Mivasoro, Zovo Tamehu. There's a man will become a Zav from his flesh. His Zav is Tameh, so twice and then Tameh. And then it does it again. The next pasuk, "Vizos tia tumaso bizovo ror besoro es zovo or hastin besoro mizovo." Right? It says three times the noun of zov. Are the chasholish, and then it says tumaso he. That is his tuma. So on that parsha over there, it's what it's just to speak it out, so we have it clear. It says the Gemara v'hashta the Amar mizovo lidrasha. When you have that mizovo, this word in this pasuk that we quoted is used for this drasha. So we have another word, mizovo, we think it should be darshan, and we don't know what to do with it. V'chiyitar azov mizovo, when the zav will be purified from his zav emission, my darshan spay, what are you darshan with that? Yeah, it should be extra, right? It should be darshanable, I should say, just like the other one was. So what do you do over here? Ahumi boileh l'kretanyu, you need that from the following brisa that darshans out all the different terms going on in that pasuk. V'chiyitar azov, when the zav will become tahar, so pause, the drasha is v'shiyivsok. That it happens right when the emission stops. You don't have to wait, Rashi elaborates. You might think that he might have to take a mikvah, right? Go to do tzvila for counting. He can count right away. Once it stops, he can start counting even though it hasn't gone to the mikvah yet. Then it conditions mizovo. He's being tohor from zovo. Mizovo velo mizovo vinigo. Darshan a little differently. It means he can start the counting and he can go to the mikvah when he stopped his zav situation, not only if he stopped his zav and nega and saras. So take a case of a guy who has both the zav emission happening and finds a nega. Now, if there are different amounts of time one has to wait. For nega, he'd have to go to the mikvah after 7 days from the time they quarantine him, and set the whole process there, right? So if he stopped his zav thing, but the nega hadn't been healed, so without the nega healing, he can't do anything for that, right? So you don't say that you're counting for your Zav doesn't help because you still have a Nega. It's not true. You go and count him right away for the Zav. It counts for the counting for the Zav. It counts for that you have to count 7 clean days for the Zav. And when the Tzaras heals, you can go and dunk in the mikvah. That'll be his first dunking for the purposes of Tzaras, which requires two different times that he goes to the mikvah. And it will be the dunking that he needed for the Tevila for his Nega and his Zav. I mean, the first one for his Nega and the second one for the Zav. And the Mela, this will benefit him because a Tzaras person doesn't have this Tumas Mishkav Moshav that we mentioned, really Chomer Tuma, yeah, and Mitamin Kli Cheres by moving on them, leaning on them. That's a din that only a Zav has. He'll get out of that now, and he'll still have a Tzaras. Fine, but he won't have that Chomer Tuma on him anymore. Yeah? This Seder. Continues the Gemara. Mizovo V'Sofar, it says he is Metahir from his Zav, and then he starts counting. So what is that doing? That's telling you that any type of Zav, even if he sees twice, needs to count 7 days. Yeah? And why is the counting next to Zovo to tell you that even a little bit of Zovo, he counts. Everybody counts. So this, we might see in the Gemara later on, this Mizovo is being Marbe, him, actually including a Zav that sees twice, while Mizova before was excluding Zavin that see twice. I think the Gemara is going to handle that tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to pause right here in the middle of the drasha because it's going to continue on a point that leads well into the next one. Thank you for listening. Mr. Shem, continue.